I Have a Dream. Honest and heartfelt conversations with young people.
I go by the name of Jay Ski. I'm the type of person that keeps a lot of stuff in, which is really bad for your mental health. I suggest you don't do it. My old platform for expressing myself was basketball. Like whenever I had problems and, you know, at home not really feeling good, I'll go play basketball. And in a moment, like I'm tired, I'm sweating, I'm forgetting about it. It's competitive. Since lockdown started, it's like that's been taken away from me. I kind of went through like a stage for a couple of months where I didn't really know who I was or what I'm meant to do. From like a young age, I was dreaming like, oh, I want to play professional. I want to take basketball so far. That's what I want to do with my life. Like people ask me, do you have a plan B? I used to tell them I don't believe in plan Bs because plan A has to work. And it's just like now I've been told by, you know, Uncle Boris, no, you guys can't play basketball. So it's like, it was tough because we couldn't even like play, couldn't mix with our friends and play. And I was just thinking like, if this is the case for the rest of my life, then what am I actually gonna do? Like, I have nothing else that I really like. For that 3 months, my eating pattern was messed up, sleeping pattern was messed up. I'd be up all night, sleep through the whole day, eat once a day. I was losing weight, like it was just bad. I just kinda settled for less when I could have, like, you know, kept it up. If you feel lonely, call someone. There's pages out there literally made for people to not feel lonely. Well, I had a close friend of mine before, like he was going through a rough patch. His mum died, he broke up with his girl, and people that he loves are getting ripped away from him. And he got like so close to doing things he would have regretted. And there's this page called Samaritans he spoke to, and like 2-3 weeks later, it's like I can see a smile on his face. Just never feel like you're alone, because when you feel like you're alone, there's literally somebody out there thinking about you. My biggest positives, the people I'm around. My girlfriend, she's been a big part in, you know, making sure I'm okay, making sure my mental health's okay. You know, family, friends, just constantly checking up on each other. Even if it's one message a week, I still know I'm in my friend's thoughts. My friends are in my thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Lockdown's taught me you can literally do anything you want to do, no matter what it is. I started reading books about how to better yourself as a person. I read books about real estate investing because I've started like getting into that as well. Like you can literally find anything to do. Like one of my friends, he started drop shipping. He opened his own business, and within like the first 2 months, he's made 10K like off revenue. And I'm looking at him like he's just an example. Like you can do anything with time. Wherever I end up in the next 10 years, 15 years, even next year, I just want to be happy. No matter your circumstance, anything can happen. But as long as you're happy, nothing else in the world matters apart from your happiness and your well-being.
I Have a Dream, funded by the Audio Content Fund. Find out more at risingstarsnw.com.